proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Zambia police concerned over rising hit and run fatalities. The Pairs call for clear guidelines on NATO's coming directive. And in international news, 11 killed in Israeli strikes on Gaza, rescuers say.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Zambia Police Service has expressed concern over the rising number of hit-and-run road traffic accidents, many of which have resulted in fatalities. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has reminded motorists that under the Road Traffic Act, any driver involved in a road traffic accident is legally required to immediately stop at the scene and render appropriate assistance to anyone injured. He said failure to comply with this requirement constitutes an offence under the law. Mr. Chilavi has added that the law provides a valid defence only if a driver reasonably believes that stopping would endanger their own safety or that of other occupants in the vehicle, and in such circumstances, the driver must report the accident to the nearest police station without delay.
The Zambia Police Service has observed with concern the rising number of hit-and-run road traffic accidents. Many of these accidents have resulted in fatalities. Motorists are reminded that under the Road Traffic Act No. 11 of 2002, any driver involved in a road traffic accident is legally required to immediately stop their vehicle at the scene and render appropriate assistance to anyone injured. Failure to comply with these obligations constitutes an offence under the law.
The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia has called on the Ministry of Education to issue comprehensive guidelines regarding its directive instructing school administrators not to send away pupils who report late for school. NOPEZ Executive President Victor Muyomba said the union has taken note of the ministry's statement on the matter. However, he has cautioned that if the directive is not carefully implemented, it could inadvertently lead to increased indiscipline among learners, thereby undermining efforts to improve educational standards in the country. Mr. Muyomba has emphasized that while the union supports access to education for all pupils, it strongly believes that this must go hand in hand with discipline, responsibility, and respect for school regulations.
The union is concerned that a blanket directive, if not well clarified, may unintentionally promote indiscipline among learners. Without firm and consistent measures, some pupils may begin reporting at any time they feel like, thereby undermining punctuality, disrupting lessons, and negatively affecting academic performance. Schools operate on structured timetables that ensure effective teaching and learning. Chronic late coming disrupts not only the individual learner, but also teachers and fellow pupils. Therefore, NOPEZ calls upon the Ministry of Education to provide comprehensive guidelines.
Democratic Union President Akim Njovu says his party is considering a formal request made by the Tonse Alliance for his party to join the alliance ahead of the August 13 general elections. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Njovu says the party has a choice to either join an alliance or completely stay away and contest as an individual party. He says citizens on the ground have told him that they would not vote for either the ruling UPND or the PF during the forthcoming elections, hence the need to be strategic. Mr. Njovu has expressed confidence that he would secure strong support even if his party decides to contest the elections independently.
We had some discussions with Tonse. We are still looking at So we get close. I think we are repositioning ourselves for other options. So no other alliance that has approached us serious, where we have a serious discussion. Other leaders, the other opposition party president, I think it was merely just a discussion to see if there's there are any opportunities for collaboration. But in terms of the invitation, I think we're only invited by Tonsa to join.
Social activist Godfrey Simokonda has appealed to the Ministry of Community Development to take the lead in finding lasting solutions to the growing problem of junkies and street children in Lusaka. Speaking at a media briefing, Mr. Simokonda said the ministry should not turn a blind eye to the situation, noting that it has worsened, with residents reportedly being attacked at any time. He has noted that the ministry should engage the president to expedite solutions, warning that if the matter is ignored, it could potentially lead to the country becoming ungovernable. Meanwhile, Mr. Simokonda has commended government for its progressive response in implementing their constituency development fund and the free education policy.
I appeal to the Minister of Community Development to lead this issue, because that falls under her. She should quickly lead this, let her engage the head of state, the president. I know it is possible because they sit together. The minister must engage him. They should discuss. I cleaned the streets. I made sure the street kids are helped. Zambia is a country that has witnessed development. And even this country, this government, I would say they have also done their best. They've done wonderful things. They've done great things. Free education, that's very good. Like I've said, CDF, very good. So we'll try and see how far we go.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda says increased investment in Zambia's mining sector has not translated into improved living standards for ordinary citizens. Recently, government announced that the country has attracted approximately $11 billion in mining investments over the past 4 years. However, Dr. Musonda notes that despite the growth in mining activities, people living in host communities and mining towns continue to experience poverty and poor living conditions. He has described the surge in investment as meaningless growth, stating that investment figures hold little value if they do not improve the living standards of Zambians.
The government has attracted significant investment in a very short period of time. And the government boasts of making significant achievements because of this amount of investment that they have made. However, they forget to ask themselves a question. To what extent have these investments benefited the local people? Go to the local, the host communities of these mining companies. You see poverty glares directly in the face of these companies. The roads are impassable. So we have 11 billion, we can get the 3 million tons all for the benefit of foreigners. It is meaningless growth in investment, meaningless foreign direct investment when it comes to the everyday lives of the people.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
11 Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes in Gaza on Sunday morning, according to Palestinian civil defense and health officials. The IDF said it had struck terror targets in response to ceasefire violations by Hamas, and that militants had been killed after emerging from a tunnel into the area of the strip controlled by the Israeli military. The Palestinian Red Crescent said a strike on a tent encampment in northern Gaza killed at least 6 people, while another strike in the south of the strip killed 5. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Gaza's civil defense agency says at least 12 people have been killed and several others injured in Israeli airstrikes across the territory overnight. The Israeli military said the strikes were in response to ceasefire violations by Hamas. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister says Tehran is ready to consider compromises to reach a nuclear deal with the United States if Washington is willing to discuss lifting sanctions. Majid Shakhravanchi says the U.S. has to prove it's serious about negotiating a new deal. Nigeria says a growing number of its citizens are being illegally recruited to fight in wars abroad. The Foreign Ministry warns Nigerians against accepting military service contracts with foreign powers. The European Union